Burma's largest supernatural spirit festival, known as Nat Festival, takes place annually in a small town outside of Mandalay called Tongbyeon, attracting animists from all over the country for a week of celebrations and offerings. It is a festival that attracts many members of the gay community. About 1% of Burma's population is HIV positive, but among high-risk groups, such as men who have sex with men, health workers estimate as many as 11% have HIV. Casper is one health worker trying to curb infections.
I want to give you a little test. This is what we'll use for the test.
Casper does counseling at a government clinic in Mandalay and at the festival, where they offer free testing. He himself has AIDS and tells up to 200 people each year they're HIV positive.
When I first see them, I ask them if they're ready to hear the results of the test. If they're ready, then I tell them. When I tell them, I observe their faces carefully, seeing whether there are any negative expressions on their faces. If I see a fallen face, then I disclose my own personal experiences.
Most spirit mediums at the festival, known as Nat Kadaz, are gay, like Kochite, who hails from Rangoon.
HIV affects the gay community. It's highly likely among homosexuals having frequent unprotected sexual intercourse with each other.
While Burma's National AIDS Plan has helped stem new infections, it offers almost no help for marginalized groups already living with HIV. Dr. Cha So, the Ministry of Health's HIV officer for Mandalay Division, nevertheless recognizes the risks from not treating these groups.
There may be laws against homosexuality, but if we look at it from a public health point of view, we have to help these people.
The international medical humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders provides 70% of the life-saving antiretroviral therapy treatment in all of Burma, also known as Myanmar. Duncan Bell is the group's Burma country director.
I think the tragedy in Myanmar currently is there is the possibility to save people's lives, and it's not being fully taken by the international community. There is a treatment gap of 80,000 people, approximately, in need of life-saving treatment.
Because funding is low, no new patients in Burma will be able to receive the life-saving drugs known as antiretrovirals until 2014. In the meantime, they have Casper to console them. Reporting from Tongbyeon, Burma, this has been VOA News.